India is primarily Hindu. Diwali is the big festival, and Christmas is mainly celebrated by 25 million Indian Christians. That's a mere 3% of the population. But in recent years, Christmas has become very popular across India's religious spectrum. Our correspondent, Chavi Sachdev, grew up in a very secular household and brings us this essay about how she's seen Christmas change in the last 30 years.
When I was a little kid, Christmas was a big deal. As a child, my mother had written letters to Santa and never received any gifts in her stockings, so she set it right for us. We were probably the only non-Christian family in India that decorated a ficus benjamina and got presents. For the rest, Christmas meant a week off from school and work. But that was then, this is now. From being about a few days of holiday and maybe being asked along to a church or a Christmas party, it's suddenly become a commercial bonanza for all. Visiting Delhi this November, I was appalled to see fake reindeer galloping up the side of a mall, and inside, under fat cardboard snowflakes, on a throne in front of a pink castle, sat a skinny Santa granting wishes to kids. Muzak carols played on the speakers, and for a second, I felt like time and space had warped. Was I not in India? Had I just deja vu'd myself back into Boston, where piped Christmas music starts right after Thanksgiving? Why was there a giant tinsel Christmas tree glinting at me, with enormous peppermint sticks and bells? And snow? Last I checked, it was 26 degrees Celsius out. My friend Roz, whose family is Catholic from Goa, says that for most of her life, Christmas has been about community and love and the spirit of sharing and giving. But even she is a bit taken aback at how commercial it's become. It used to be Diwali was the time for sales, but now Christmas sales are the flavor of the season. Christmas-themed party favors are suddenly available in small local stores, and our local TV channels are having Christmas movie marathons. In the papers today, I saw ads for pre-ordering hickory-smoked turkey, honey-glazed ham, and Yule logs, but you'd best hurry. Where does it all come from? Is this the after-effect of globalization and freer markets? We've certainly got never-before numbers of expats who make their home here. I myself have a bunch of friends from far-flung countries, all of whom are pining for a white Christmas, I'm sure. And everyone I know has been somewhere abroad at least once, if not spent a substantial amount of time in places where Christmas really was the season to be jolly. When I was a kid, when Christmas was pretty low-key, overseas travel was rare and dangerous. But now the world really has become a smaller place. I'm sure for a whole set of people, it's more about posturing than the spirit of giving. It's a chance to show off your new clothes, your specially baked, maybe even imported food and beverages, and to seem so much more worldly. But maybe it's more than that. Maybe it began much earlier than with the advent of globalization. After all, as my mum reminded me, when she was growing up, her ultra-Hindu family lived in a very Muslim neighborhood. As a result, they were given treats and desserts by their Muslim neighbors at Eid, and on Diwali and other Hindu festivals, they took around sweets to everyone. She still puts up a tree on Christmas and makes sevaiyan on Eid. Such is the spirit of religion and festivity that she remembers and embraces. So maybe it's no wonder then that India, with her large appetite for cultural assimilation, has embraced dandi cakes, German stollen, and gingerbread cookies, not to mention reindeer. It's garish and a little frightening, but I think I'd be more easily able to live with it if I could just get my hands on some mince pies and Christmas pudding, which I believe are available in a few patisseries across town. I'd best call and reserve one before they run out.
Through the snow on a one-horse
That was an awesome version of Jingle Bells, and thanks to Chevy Sachdev in Mumbai.